Welcome to the PlanCorp Perspectives. I'm Rainey Verby, the Director of Wealth Management at PlanCorp. As always, I'm joined by Chris Kirchhoff, our CEO. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Rainey. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you?
Glad spring is here.
Yes, definitely glad spring is here. So what I'm also glad is that we're moving forward past the recent banking events and hopefully getting some traction on some recovery. What are you seeing in the news and do you think our clients should be aware of with regard to the banks right now?
Sure. Well, the banking crisis still, it seems like it's receding into the memory. But I would say it's interesting that for the quarter, we actually saw very positive returns in the U.S. markets. So we saw the resurgence of tech once again with the Russell 1000 growth returning over 14% for the quarter. The S&P 500, also led by technology stocks, was up almost 7.5% for the quarter. And foreign stocks did quite well with the MSCI EAFE up over 8.5%. So despite the banking crisis and challenges that we saw in March, we've really seen the market with a fair amount of resilience. Now, some of that is the really, really strong start to the year, but we've seen some bounce back as the Fed and the Treasury and other central banks around the world took some pretty extraordinary action to step in and give confidence back to the banks. I think for our clients, what I would keep them focused on is the fact that really since 2008 and the global financial crisis, PlanCorp has spent a significant amount of time working with banks and looking at cash solutions for clients who hold cash reserves specifically over the FDIC limits. So for those of you who don't know, we've got relationships with StoneCastle and with Flourish, which are both organizations that work through multiple other banks to allow for higher limits on cash reserves well above the $250,000 or $500,000 for joint account FDIC limits. So they have their own credit teams that look at banks and look at bank quality. So the first thing we did when Signature Bank and Silicon Valley Bank ran into their issues was we reached out to those banks and some other banks that were close to around town to just check and see if everything was solid on their end. And those banks had no exposure to the challenges that occurred in the banking system. So for those of you who are interested in finding out more about the banking crisis, we actually have a webinar that will be out there and be recorded. You can reach out to your senior wealth manager. We have Randy Quarles, who's former vice chair of the Federal Reserve, joining Peter Lazaroff in a recording. So if you didn't have a chance to listen to that live, please reach out to your senior wealth manager. They can get your recording.
That's fantastic. And all really comforting information, I think, Chris, for our clients. And, you know, our clients rely on us to have these things well in hand. And I felt like we had a really great team effort to get a communication out there. We had great in-house expertise. And I certainly felt that the steps that PlanCorp has taken in the last several years on those banking relationships was incredibly important to our clients. So I did want to share that we also have three new CFPs in our rank at PlanCorp. If these three folks are on your team, congratulate them the next time you see them. But Sam Dombeck, Madeline Shores, and Emily Hammond all passed the CFP in this last round of testing. And the CFP is incredibly important to our industry and becomes more and more so, not only because it's a certification, but because of the continuing education that goes along with it, as well as just the continued understanding of fiduciary responsibility and what that means to our client.
That's a great point, Randy. Oftentimes we overlook or take for granted the fact that we have a lot of great folks here with amazing designations. The CFP is obviously one. CFAs we have on staff, CPAs, attorneys who work at PlanCorp. But the barrier to entry of just calling yourself a financial advisor has always been quite low. So you can put that, you know, on your business card, on your LinkedIn, and it doesn't require designations just to be an advisor. We really encourage our folks to get that breadth of knowledge and then go deep into an area of focus.
Absolutely. A big part of our team effort there too, to make sure we're supplementing on your individual team that we have all the technical expertise that we can bring to the table. So, Chris, since we have this opportunity to talk to our clients, I want to take that opportunity to remind everybody that tax season feels like it's almost over. I'm sure it doesn't feel like that to the tax accountants right now who are still in the midst of preparing. But as of the 18th of this month, tax season will feel over in a lot of ways, but it's a great time to start proactively planning for the next year. So if you owed taxes this year and you thought your withholdings were well in line, you need to bring your return into your financial advisor, have a conversation with them, and look for the projections for next year. What do we need to adjust in your withholdings? What are some different ways we could do your distributions from your various accounts and your tax buckets? So it's a great time in the summer for proactive tax planning, especially for us. It gives us really an opportunity to spend some time deeply in that planning.
Yeah, Rainey, we all know the truth to this, but by the time you're starting to collect your tax data in January, February to hand it over to your CPA or March, that the time for tax planning is over for that year. You're just reporting what has happened. The time to plan for 2023 is right now and through the summer and into the fall. That's where you can actually have an impact. So, you know, being proactive about it while you've got the taxes front of mind, it's a great opportunity. So please share that information with your senior wealth manager, your team, and, you know, make sure we're in the conversation as you think about taxes for this current year.
Fantastic. So Chris, I had a really interesting statistic that I wanted to share with you today, and you probably already know this, but there is a very high percentage of folks with financial advisors that still feel like they have no one to talk to about money. And as I think through that statistic, I've asked our team what they think it was, and we had guesses from 10% all the way up to 30%, but it's actually 64% of people with a financial advisor. Now, remember, that's a broad definition, but with a financial advisor that don't feel like they have someone to talk to about their money. Does that surprise you?
That statistic, I think I heard it end of last year for the first time, and it's a shocking and really dismaying statistic. And Rainey, I know you and I have talked about it, but the fact is when you hear a number that high, we have to be humble and realize there's probably some of our clients who feel that same way too. So if you're listening to this and feeling like we, you know, PlanCorp is not a place where you can come talk about concerns about money, thoughts about money, all things money, we welcome those conversations. We very regularly and actively train our people to have those conversations, which can be uncomfortable for many people, but it's really great to have someone to talk to about those emotions you're feeling. Generally, people have some very strong emotions tied to money and their experience with it, their concerns around it. So it's really critical from a wellness perspective to be in a place where you can have those conversations.
And I want our clients to know that you are always empowered to ask us those questions and talk to us about how the money decisions feel.
Absolutely, Rainey. You know, Gallup did research on this years ago that still stands, and they studied across several countries the different areas of wellness. What are the areas that humans should focus on to be well and hopefully drive higher levels of happiness and being content in life? And I think most of them are self-evident to most people. So when you talk about physical and mental wealth or health, excuse me, everyone knows you have to have a focus on physical and mental health to be well. I think career, people understand that's an important driver of being well, having a purpose and having a meaningful job or volunteer, which gets to another area, which is being tied to your community is a wellness. And then, of course, relationships, your family and friends. But the one that I think is gaining traction and starting to take hold and absolutely showed up in Gallup's research is that financial wellness and how important that is to all of our lives. Because just about everything that you seek to do in life has some at least indirect tie to money. So I think it's a critical component to wellness and something that we feel very honored to be part of that conversation and certainly seek it out with our client.
And have been for a long time. I would share, Chris, that 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago now, when I was looking for a firm to become my home and where I wanted to spend the rest of my career, PlanCorp's investment in financial wellness, their understanding of the importance of this aspect of health in the world was really important to me and allowed me to feel like I was with a company who was paying attention to what was going on and really passionately cared about the end client in a way that goes far beyond investments and far beyond tax planning. It was really about the whole human being. And so that's continually what keeps me here, is to see the passion of our advisors and the focus on financial wellness and continuing to be the holistic planners that we have been for 40 years.
Yeah, I think it's what drives our whole team, Rainey, is that desire to help people and to focus on their wellness in a comprehensive manner.
So, Chris, I think that's all we have on our agenda for today. I thank you for joining me and having this conversation. I thank our clients for tuning in. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you have questions or concerns, please don't ever hesitate to send us an email directly. You can also email theperspective@plancorp.com. To be clear, that's perspective@plancorp.com with questions or topics for future episodes. We'd love to talk about what you want to hear.
Thank you for listening to the PlanCorp Perspective. For important disclosures, please visit plancorp.com/perspective. We'll see you next month.